Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
People of the world, let's get together.
Good afternoon and welcome to All Paws Pet Talk Radio. This is your host for today's program, Anthony Benny, and I am very excited to have a wonderful group of guests, two guests today. Just to give you a brief introduction on myself, I'm an animal nutritionist, writer, speaker in the field of animal nutrition, occasionally animal communicator, and I am really excited by the opportunity to chat with our guests today and to help out on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Our very first guest is Andy Schneider, and Andy is known as the Chicken Whisperer. He is one of the premier experts in the field of poultry raising, both home-based and in the agricultural side in the United States. He is the editor-in-chief of Chicken Whisperer magazine. He's a national spokesperson for the USDA APHIS biosecurity program for birds, which is very, very important. We'd like to learn more about that. And he is the author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens and the host of a program called Backyard Poultry with The Chicken Whisperer. So Andy is probably one of the most knowledgeable people in the entire country about the subject of raising chickens. And without further ado, we'd like to welcome Andy Schneider to the program. Hello, Andy.
Hi, thank you for the wonderful introduction. I appreciate it. Nice to be here.
You're very welcome. So, Andy, I would like first to just ask you the kind of your explanation of the term chicken whisperer. I mean, I get what you mean, but I'd love our listeners to hear your definition of that.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of media ask about the chicken whisperer and what it's all about, and I wish I had more of a exciting or fun story, but many years ago, back really before backyard poultry was what it is today, a cool, very neat thing to do, educational. There's so many benefits, and everybody across the board is doing it. It's, you know, reinventing itself from a long, long time ago, many decades ago. But as it was starting to reinvent itself about a decade ago, there was not a lot of information out there, books, magazines, websites, none of that for the small backyard flock owner. I started a group in Atlanta, the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group, online, and as most online forums require you to have a screen name or a member name, and after about 5 minutes of deliberating what I could use that would be neat and catchy and fun, Chicken Whisperer came to mind, and I guess the rest is history. It just kind of caught. And as I became more known in the Atlanta area as the local chicken guru, media started doing interviews and following me around of an interest, showing an interest of what I was doing. And then that just kind of spread nationally. It was no business plan. It was no, hey, we'll have a book and a magazine and a radio show, a podcast and things like that. It's just kind of evolved over time. With one day you get a phone call from a publisher wanting to do a book. One day you get a phone call wanting them to do, you know, a magazine and things like that. So it has evolved to what it is today. I'm very blessed and I enjoy what I do and educating folks on the keeping backyard poultry the right way without having to reinvent the wheel like we had to back before there was a lot of information available.
Well, that's an awesome explanation. And I can tell you that it's always great to talk to someone whose business was created from their passion. Because that really is why, obviously, besides your expertise, that you're so successful, that you came into this out of a passion and belief in the value and the what you could bring to people to help them to join in this new trend. And you know, I happen to have a personal friend right down the street from me here in Connecticut who is a bird keeper. So it's something that's really expanding a lot.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044 and tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
So, Andy, the growth of the backyard chicken growing hobby is really substantial, and I was wondering if you could give our listeners some idea of about how many folks in the U.S. are raising chickens at home these days.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's an accurate study out there. One reason is because there's thousands of people that do keep backyard poultry under the radar, we call it, because they may or may not be allowed where they live. I know. Last I heard, the USDA was kind of compiling a study now. The last number I heard was about 3% of the population keeping the hobby flocks, the backyard poultry, and that was anticipated to increase to about 6% with this next study. It has not come out yet, but we're looking forward to that because it'll give a lot of people an idea of how this trend, this hobby, this lifestyle is reinventing itself from again, decades ago, from the 40s and 50s. And the neat thing about it is that it is really across the board. It's just not just, the green, all-natural, sustainability folks. It is anybody and everybody that is getting into this hobby. And they all seem to have their one specific reason of why they're doing that.
Well, I am really intrigued by the by this aspect as a nutritionist, because obviously we're able to have control over how the animals are raised and exactly what they're fed, and that's such a huge determinant in the quality of their eggs and obviously of their meat as well. And I was just wondering what the recommended diet is for chickens. I mean, do you recommend commercial chicken feeds or homemade concoctions or out and eating grass or a combination thereof? I'd love to hear your nutritional recommendations for chicken raising.
Sure, absolutely. A lot of people do this, again, for, like you said, many reasons, whether it's the humane treatment of the animals, are really wanting to know where their food comes from. They want their eggs to travel 15 feet, not 1,500 miles. And they feel like because they know what's going into their chickens, they feel like they know what's coming out of their chickens when it comes to their food source, though there are, again, many other great benefits of keeping the backyard poultry. But I would say the majority of the backyard keepers, because a lot of them may live on an eighth of an acre or a quarter acre, it's not feasible for them to grow their own, raise their own feed. And if those that do sometimes find it difficult to know okay, how much protein are they getting? You know, how much fat are they getting, and how much carbs? You know, things like that. They'll have a hard time doing that. So they may choose just to, if they have that in their lifestyle already as a human, continue with their backyard flock giving organic feed. And just like with human feed, we may buy and eat organic organically. It's going to be more expensive, where you can get a 50-pound bag of, I wouldn't say commercial feed, but, you know, the chick feed that you find in the feed and seed stores, you know, maybe $14 a bag, where maybe the same size bag at organic, maybe $30 or $35 a bag as well. So that's probably the largest factor of people deciding to go organic or not go organic. So, but I would say the majority of folks out there, just like with your everyday grocery store food that people are buying, the majority are getting a 50-pound bag of feed from the feed and seed store, and that's what they're delivering to their chickens. That is nutritionally balanced. A good layer ration, a good layer pellet, for example, they are giving that to their chickens. That's, again, scientifically based, nutritionally balanced food for them to continue for them to lay good and have good health for many years. As far as this table scraps issue, because again, chickens will eat anything and everything pretty much off of your plate that you don't finish. So they make great composters, and a lot of people, because now chickens have become more, for a lot of people, more of a pet than a livestock, and a provider for the farm or family. So there are now chicken treats on the market, chicken toys. There is a whole cluster of folks that are now keeping chickens as a pet aspect. They're named. So they're actually going out and buying these treats that our company is making. And I tell folks that I can assure you that if this wasn't a growing trend reinventing itself, that companies would not be making chicken treats and chicken toys if there weren't people to actually buy them. So most of the time we'll recommend, you know, a good nutritionally balanced laying ration, and then supplementing, if you choose to do the treats or the table scraps, really no more than 10% of their daily ration. And that daily ration could be organic feed if you choose to feed that to your flock.
Well, I understand certainly the difference in cost between organic and conventional. So that is obviously a personal choice that folks have to make. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're using these chickens and eggs for your own use, then you're going to determine what quality of feed that you want to provide them. But I think that it's just fascinating that people are taking control of their own food supply, and that's a great first active step. Now, I want to ask you one more quick question, and then I want to talk to you a little bit about the salmonella issue, because it's on a lot of people's minds. And this question is something that dog owners are very interested in, and it's, do chickens provide any benefit in terms of ridding your garden or your yard area of ticks? Because I've heard like two different opinions on that they do eat ticks or that they don't, and I was just wondering, as the expert, what your take is on that.
Absolutely. Chickens are wonderful organic pest control for your backyard. And a lot of times when people research, or they'll talk about tick control in the backyard, the first bird that comes to mind are guineas. And yes, guineas are tick lovers, and they will go out and I wouldn't say rid your yard of them, but a lot of people state once they got guineas in their backyard, their tick population did decrease. I know there's some ongoing studies at Delaware State University about chickens and tick control as well. But yes, chickens will eat ticks and spiders and all kinds of insects, bugs, and even small rodents and small snakes as well. People call, often people with backyard chickens will call it chicken TV. They'll sit back and relax in the afternoon and watch their chickens, and very entertaining. And a lot of them will tell you about the tug of war that their chickens had with a small snake, of who gets to decide to have that as a afternoon snack. And
wow.
So they, you know, spiders, slugs, snails, they, again, are wonderful backyard, all natural pest control for your backyard. And I think ticks is on their menu, yes.
So chickens are opportunistic carnivores. They're not herbivores. They'll eat meat protein in the form of insects and even something like a snake. That's fascinating and something I didn't realize before. So always love
exactly
learning
that.
Something new.
So next time you see... Next time you see on that package of chicken you might be buying that the chicken is fed an all-natural vegetarian diet, I guess it's safe to say that that's really not a chicken's natural diet. But I get what they're saying. They're talking about no animal byproducts when they're talking about an all-vegetarian diet. But even then, chickens do like that protein source of meat from bugs in the backyard.
That's very interesting information, and I'm really fascinated by this, and I'm learning a lot from you, Andy.
Love for the human race, make it a better race.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Welcome back, and we've got Andy Schneider, the Chicken Whisperer, here, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about a subject of concern for our health, and that is the salmonella outbreak in the poultry industry, and we would love to hear Andy's observations on that.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me on again. Again, just to make it perfectly clear, I'm not a poultry scientist or a poultry a vet or an avian veterinarian. I'm more of a kind of a way for the public and the chicken keepers and the chicken fanciers to get the information from the true poultry experts through, of course, our podcast, the magazine, and Facebook pages and things like that. So this past, May the 8th, 2014, at around 3:30 p.m., the CDC out of Atlanta, CDC headquarters, posted a bulletin about a multi-state outbreak of human salmonella infantis and Salmonella Newport infections linked to live poultry in backyard flocks. And right now, at a glance, it looks like we've got 60 confirmed cases. Now, we did have the CDC on the podcast last Monday, and then we had a team of experts on this past Thursday, kind of talking about a little bit different subject matter, but regarding the outbreak. But right now, you can visit the CDC.gov website and look at the current outbreaks and see this information. Again, the case count currently is 60 confirmed cases of illness. It spreads 23 states. 31% of the folks have been hospitalized, which is a little bit higher than what they see in past outbreaks regarding this topic. And 82% of the ill people reported contact with live poultry the week before their illness began, and the trace back investigations go back to Mount Healthy Hatcheries in Ohio, and it's the same mail order hatchery that's been associated with multiple outbreaks of salmonella infections in live poultry in the past years, 2012, 2013, and now 2014. So, again, My goal last week was not to, you know, the sky is falling, but as always, to educate folks. And so, me not being a scientist or a poultry vet, we first wanted to have, and I work closely with the CDC as well as USCDA, have the young lady, the physician, the doctor, Dr. Casey Baravesh, who's kind of in charge of this particular outbreak. We had her on, and then we had two expert guests who have come on my show on a regular basis for several years, Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor, and then poultry scientist and professor, Dr. Bridget McRae with Delaware State. And then this past Thursday, we had them on again. Plus, we had a poultry vet from UC Davis out in California. He's also a poultry researcher, as well as another one, Dr. Hopkins. Actually, the one from UC Davis was Dr. Maurice Batiski, and then, of course, Dr. Hopkins, who was recommended to us as well. And again, my question for them back on Thursday was, if you, we didn't tell anybody to do anything. Our whole stance was to, again, share information, share the knowledge, and then have folks make their own decision. Three out of the four expert guests on the show last Thursday, when asked, okay, here's the scenario. You received a batch of chicks from Mount Healthy Hatchery, Ohio, that's connected with this outbreak. What are you going to do and tell us why? And so three out of the four said that they were going to cull their chickens that they had received related to this outbreak. We didn't tell anybody to cull their chickens. We gave them all the information of why these scientists were choosing to do that. That would be their decision of why they would do that. And just, again, it boiled down to two choices out of all four. Even the one expert that stated that culling may not be necessary, at the end of the day, at the end of the show, the outcome was, okay, you basically have two choices according to these experts. One would be cull your flock. Number two would be, at this point, implement superior biosecurity practices. And one even said it's a step beyond that, and even keeping this particular flock quarantined for the life of the flock, meaning not taking the poultry shows, not giving them away, the whole nine yards when we think of the term quarantine. So
right.
Not all birds from Mount Healthy are going to have the salmonella, Newport and Infantis. But as of this date, I haven't heard the trace back of it, because they apparently outsource a lot of their birds from other hatcheries. And so I don't know if it's not as easy as just, we'll just find out where these birds come from, and then we'll know, find out what breed, what hatchery, and then we'll know the limited number of, or accurate number of how many were actually infected, and then people can make an even better educated decision. But we have not heard that information about what outsourced hatchery they came from, the number of birds, what breed of birds, to try to help folks figure it out. So it's been interesting the last week reporting this, and we're not saying the sky is falling, that type of thing, but we're trying to get the information out there so people can make an educated decision on what to do.
And it's so important that we provide honest and accurate information, and we appreciate that you're doing that. And is there a website, I'm sure there is, where folks can go and they can either contact you through the website or read updates, because it might be something that people want to keep on top of it and see what the newest developments are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Of course, if they're concerned about this specific one, because Mount Healthy, they sell to a lot of different farm and feed stores. Some people buy directly from them. So if they're interested in this specific outbreak, they can, of course, go to cdc.gov and look under the current outbreaks and read all the information about this outbreak. The last I talked with them, and I'm on the phone almost daily with the CDC and my contacts there, was this is an ongoing outbreak. This is an ongoing investigation. There are still people being reported sick. Later this week, there may or may not be a change in the case count in the number of states. There have been no deaths at this point, unlike years past. So they're going to probably update that later this week if it needs to be updated. There's also a great website. If you search USDA APHIS, Biosecurity for Birds, very important to add that in there, Biosecurity for Birds program. And there's really two different aspects here. There's biosecurity for birds, which is not just keeping, primarily keeping the birds safe from illness and disease, but also a little bit about keeping you and your family safe from disease. But there's also, with the CDC, more information about keeping the human and the bird owners safe. So they work hand in hand. One may be a little bit more about the keeping the birds healthy versus keeping the what a lot of people are saying is that these outbreaks seem to occur after Easter, when a lot of parents will go out and buy these baby chicks and baby ducks for no other reason than a photo op for Easter Sunday. And these kids, a lot of times, are under five. They're going to touch the chicks. They're going to put their hands in their mouth, and voila, the disease has been, you know, entered into the human body. So if you look back over the years, it always seems to be an outbreak after Easter when the majority of chicks are sold, and you have a lot of folks, and we've been adamant about this for a decade. Baby chicks are not Easter basket surprises. They're a commitment, and they can live, you know, 15 years, and they need a lot of care like all the other animals. So, but we've seen this, and like I said, 82% reported contact with live poultry,
right.
You know, kissing the birds, cuddling the birds, keeping the birds inside, you know,
right.
Taking them, the kids taking them to bed with them, things like that. You know, use some common sense, wash your hands, use the hand sanitizers, keep them out of here. Here's a scenario that a lot of even current chicken keepers don't think about. Backyard, and the dog has access to the coop or the run where the chickens are. You know, if you don't wash that dog's feet or paws before they come back into the house, they may track those germs along the carpet. They're up on the couch. They're climbing up on your bed. They're on you. And that's, so again, you have to think about, okay, now I need to clean the dog's feet if they have access. So it's just a whole lot of great information about, you know, biosecurity, not just for the birds, keeping your birds safe, but also keeping humans safe. And it's a little bit more than just wash your hands. There's a lot of scenarios out there, you know, care of the birds, okay?
All right, well, Andy, we are so appreciative of your time, and we could talk to you for the entire program, and I'd love to make sure we do that again. And what is your personal website so we can make sure people visit you?
Absolutely. It is chickenwhisperer.com, and they can do the Facebook and the Twitter and the podcast, the whole nine yards from that landing page.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future. And thank you, and keep us informed, please.
Will do. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome, Andy.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
People of the world, let's get together.
I know.
Let's all make this world a better place.
Welcome back to All Paul's Pet Talk Radio. This is your host, Anthony Benny. And I'd like to mention that today's program is sponsored by Clear Conscience Pet, an award-winning company that makes some excellent products that will really change the way you treat your dogs. So please check out clearconsciencepet.com. And we're extremely excited to introduce our next guest to you, and that's Margot Alquist. And She is the creator of Paws to Talk, and I love her tagline, which is, dogs don't overcomplicate their lives, so why should we? And I think that's a great starting point, so I'd like to welcome Margo. Margo, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you, and as a nutrition person and someone who's been in animal care for 20 years, when I looked at your website, I was very excited by the synergy between human self-help and animal care that you represent. So I really want to make sure that you have plenty of opportunity to talk about what you do. And the first thing I want to do is just ask you, when you use the term life support for dog lovers, which seems to be your theme, what do you mean by that, and what should our listeners take away from that, Margo?
Well, you know, first of all, I just want to say, you know, growing up and all throughout my life, I've been a dog lover myself, and dog people are just really my people. So when Paws to Talk came to be, I knew that I wanted to do something for the dog lovers and the dog parents out there. Life support for dog lovers is really about, you know, taking care of dog parents so that they can be better to their dogs and also more connected with their dogs. You know, a lot of times animal lovers and also, you know, parents can get caught in this trap. You know, we're so used to taking care of others that we sort of let our own self-care or own needs, you know, fall by the wayside. So the way we help on pawstotalk.com is through our products, which we've just released a grief kit to help dog lovers get over the loss of a human in their life by using their dog for support. And then we've also got another one coming out the first week of June, which is just for dealing with the loss of a dog in your life. And then we also offer life coaching, which really is problem solving. It's taking maybe a block in your life, or if you're stuck on something, and brainstorming ways to sort of help you through it. So that, in essence, is what life support for dog lovers means.
Well, that sounds like such a great combination of things, and that emotional support for both the grief of losing a human family member or companion, and then taking that to the other spiritual level of our deep, deep connection to our animals. I'm just fascinated by this because it's something that everybody has to deal with. And, you know, the loss of a pet can be so crushing to people. And I think that there's no way to explain to someone who doesn't understand that bond. And if you've experienced it, and so many of us have,
yeah,
you don't need to even explain it any further. But I think that those resources are something that we are really appreciative that you've taken the time to develop them. So we want to make sure that people know that they can go to pawstotalk.com. Is that correct, right?
That's right, yep.
Yeah. PAWS2talk.com is Margo's website, and all these resources can be accessed through there, correct?
That's right. Yeah, there's the information under our shop page is there for the first kit, the human loss kit is there, and as I said, the very first week of June we'll have the dog loss kit up on the shop page and for sale, and you can also read more about our services there as well, which is the life coaching things. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I've lost a couple dogs in my life, and it is, it's crushing. It really is. And I'm happy to be creating a little slice of a safe place on, you know, the internet for people to go and feel comfortable and, you know, share their grief and get help during a tough time like that.
Well, it's great work that you're doing, and it's so important that we support, emotional support for both ourselves and our animals. And I have to, you know, just briefly share with you the fact that the way that dogs react when they lose a family member, whether it be human or canine or feline in the households that have dogs and cats.
Yes.
It's very profound. And as someone who's done a little bit of what I consider to be animal communicating, I've experienced what it's like to have a dog who is a survivor who's lost a mate or partner, a canine, and it's an extremely difficult time for them. And if anyone doesn't realize that, they need to understand that if you have a dog who loses a dog in the family, you need to pay extra special attention to that dog that is the survivor, because while you're in your grief for losing your dog, your other dog is feeling things that you can't even, it's hard for us to understand, as the human-canine communication isn't always as great as it should be. So just, I hope you don't mind me throwing that in there. Always keep in mind that our dogs grieve.
Yeah, it's such a great point, and it's actually something that I was taken aback by when we lost, our first dog. I was still in school, but my first dog, Marty, we had to unfortunately put to sleep. He was very sick, but lived a good life. And the dog that we had at our house still, who had, just bonded completely to Marty, was Bella, who is still with us and spunky as ever. But she took it very hard. I mean, she came into our home and latched onto Marty when she was a puppy, and she would wail at the top of her lungs and cry holding his toys after Marty had passed away. It sounded like a crying and a mourning sound. I mean, these sounds I've never heard come from this dog any other time but after we had to put our dog Marty to sleep. So I'm glad that you raised that point, because it's very important and very crucial to pay attention to how the animals are doing when a loss in the family occurs like that. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your being a part of the, at least trying to help people to understand and to cope with that. And we have about a minute or so before our break, and we're absolutely coming back with you. So if you could just tell us again how to visit your website, and then we'll jump back in and talk about some of the other fascinating things that you're doing.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, everyone can learn about Paws to Talk and all that we have to offer, products, services. There's a blog. We have a podcast as well by going to pawstotalk.com, and that's pawstotalk.com.
And I want to mention, since you won't toot your own horn, that your blog has won many awards, so everyone, I recommend highly that you become a follower of Margot's blog, and you can do that through her website. So I think we're just about to go on break, so we will be back and looking forward to talking to Margot some more.
Love for the human race, make it a better race.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
People of the world, let's get together. And welcome back to All Paul's Pet Talk Radio. This is Anthony Benny, your host for today, and we are sponsored today by Clear Conscience Pet, the award-winning nutrition company that provides some just great products. We'd love you to check those guys out online at clearconsciencepet.com. And welcome back, Margot Ahlquist, the creator of Paul's to Talk. And Margot, I am just so appreciative of your spending your time with us here on the program today. And I would really like to have your opinion on what are some of the most important things that we can do to strengthen the bond between our pets and us as so-called pet parents or companions. I like the word guardian sometime. I always bristle a little bit when someone says that they own a dog. I don't think we ever own any living thing, but as a guardian of a dog, how can we do a better job at that? What are some of the things that you think we should be working on to improve the relationship that we have with our dogs?
Well, you know, it's a great question, and I always say, for starters, that it's about taking time to be present with your dog each day. And whether it's literally you're getting home from work and you sit on the floor and you're petting the dog, you know, just take a few minutes to, A, enjoy the dog, but also observe, you know, is the dog extra hyper? Maybe he or she needs more exercise. Are they a little out of sorts? You know, do they seem a little down? Maybe they need more attention. And, you know, some people out there may say, oh, it's just a dog, but we are learning more and more, literally every week, that dogs are more sophisticated, more intelligent, and can process emotions in a way that we never even imagined 10, 20, 30, you know, 100 years ago. So that's the first thing, is just sort of observe and notice what's going on. Another thing that, you know, I like to do, and this depends on obviously what kind of dog you have and your dog's, you know, behavior and all of that, but I like to try to take my dogs on errands and out with me as much as possible. Of course, now that summer's coming, you've got to be careful not to leave your dog in a hot car or anything like that.
Amen.
But just including the dog in, you know, your daily errands or activities of, you know, exercising with the dog before work or after work or during the day. All of that stuff is just great for you, but also excellent for your dog, and it's a way to, you know, strengthen a bond as well.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and sometimes we feel guilty when we're running out of the house and we do have two, and they, you know, they look at you like, are we coming? Are we coming? And if you pack
yeah.
a suitcase and you're going away for the weekend, they start getting either angry or you know, emotional because they're concerned that you're leaving. But it speaks totally to your point that they are so much smarter and so much more aware of what's happening around them that I think that we have properly given our canines credit for. So it's great to hear someone who really is plugged into that. And I'd like to ask you about something that's a little bit of one of my personal things, and it's about the two-dog household versus the one-dog household. And
mm-hmm.
I see on your website that you do have two dogs right now, and I'd like you to tell people your take on the difference between having a one-dog household and two and how it affects the dogs.
Right. Well, actually, I'm updating my site. Actually, there are three dogs.
Oh, awesome. That's all the better,
right now,
then. That's
yeah.
almost a pack.
It's a pack, yeah. We've got Bella, Dee Dee, and Toby. Toby's bio is being added to the site. So, but at any rate, yes, you know, I think that it's such an advantage if you can have more than one dog. And of course, this, you know, this goes without saying, no one should take on owning a dog unless you have the means to support the dog and can properly take care of the dog. But if you can do all of that, I really think having more than one dog in a house is really wonderful. I mean, they just come together in such a seamless way. You know, even if they've been away or apart, you know, Toby was a dog that I rescued and brought into the home, and it took a little adjusting, but gosh, the three of them, they love each other. You know, they had to work out some issues, but they work together in a way that I wish humans could.
The world that's would the be, truth. They seem the to
figure world
it out,
would be
they?
Such a better place, you know, whether it's trying to get a loaf of bread off the counter or, you know, protecting the house if someone's coming up on the porch, knocking on the door. They are all together. And I think that that's just something that a dog being alone in the house, of course, doesn't get that sense of, you know, camaraderie. I mean, they are naturally pack animals. That's not to say that a sufficient home and a wonderful life can't be had by a dog that lives in a one-dog home, but there's something very special about two and three dogs living together, and extra hilarious. They seem to have extra antics going on all the time, too.
I couldn't agree more, and I also appreciate your making it clear that a one-dog household, that you give your love and affection to that dog, you're doing something major for that dog, and there's no reason to feel you have to have a second, but anyone who's never had two dogs, I highly recommend it if you have the capability of doing so. It can make you feel a whole different vibe with your dogs and see them in their zone with a member of their own species.
That's right.
We all want to be with someone who's like us, and our dogs need human and canine companionship, and that's why it's great to do, you know, dog parks and play groups for individual dogs. I think that's a really important augmentation of their social lives, and that's just great advice and well stated. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the human connection in terms of your life coaching, because, you know, there's times when I need to call you, I think, and get some coaching for my own life. So I'd like to hear your about how you've integrated the life coaching for people with your involvement with animals, Margot.
Sure. You know, I get a lot of questions about that, and I also get a lot of questions from people saying, you know, what is life coaching? Well, you know, basically the work that I do when it comes to coaching and my clients who I coach is, you know, there's no dogs involved in the life coaching, but it helps to have something in common. So it's why I offer life coaching to the dog community that's around Paws to Talk, and also to anyone else out there in the dog community that has yet to learn or is just learning about Paws to Talk. We have that in common, which is sharing a home with, you know, a dog. So it's easier to relate to that. And when you're problem solving, which is exactly what life coaching is, it is not therapy. It is not, you know, some type of, you know, weird practice that's just sprung up. It's really problem solving and going through and asking a lot of questions to move you forward in life with whatever. It could be a small thing that you're hung up on, or it could be that you're just completely lost, you know, not liking your job, not liking where you're living, and having no idea where to turn to. At any rate, whatever you've got going on, it helps to be able to give a dog story. It helps to be able to factor in that you've got a dog in your life, which I can understand for my clients who are seeking change, you know, that factors in. So it's more or less an inspiration for the work that we do in the coaching services at Paws to Talk than it is any kind of weird or new, different science. It's definitely not that. It's just a way to relate while problem solving.
Well, I am really appreciative of your understanding of the fact that if you, you know, have a need to talk to someone, it's not necessarily, you know, a therapist, that a person who needs to talk to someone needs. And life coaching is different than therapy. It's at least as I understand it, it's more of an equal relationship where you're mm-hmm. sharing with the person, you're helping them along. And I think that in our current society and economy, we have so many more people working alone from home, and careers have changed a lot. And I think it's created a need for a lot of coaching. So I hope that people
yeah.
understand that they can take advantage of that and contact you for the life coaching
mm-hmm.
services, and realize that you don't have to be alone. You don't have to struggle with your issues, whether it be work-related or family-related. There's someone you can talk to that, you don't have to spend $300 an hour for a therapist. So
right,
I think that
exactly.
it's fantastic.
Yeah, well, thank you for that shout-out there. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I've been there. I've been in a place where I've been stuck in my life, and it's why I've gotten the training I've gotten, and it's why Pause to Talk is what it is now. It's because I wished that there was something like Pause to Talk out there when I was struggling, not enjoying myself, in my previous career, and literally spent years sort of kind of going in circles. Life coaching is about getting you out of your head and getting you moving forward to where you want to be. So that's exactly right.
You may be getting a call from me sometime, let me tell you. Margo, I've enjoyed talking to you so much, and I think we're getting close to running out of time, and we could definitely do an entire hour with you, and I'd like to have the opportunity to do that sometime. But I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find you, because there's just so much that you offer, and we haven't even really scratched the surface. And again, the place to go to really start is that I'm right here on your website right now, and it's just wonderful. It's got pictures of your beautiful dogs, and it's got information about scheduling life coaching appointments, linked to your Facebook and Twitter portals, and it's all at Pause2Talk.com. It's very easy. I Googled it, and you're right there at the top of the list. So it's very easy to find Margo, and I think that we have a lot that we can learn from you, Margo, and we really appreciate what you're doing for animals and for people. And like I said, I would love the opportunity to speak again sometime in the future, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Anthony. It's been, really fun to be here, and I would love to, do something in the future. That sounds great. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks again for your time, and happy spring, and summer's coming. So everybody, keep in mind, take good care of those dogs. Pay attention to nutrition. Nutrition is the way that we put energy into our dog's body, and that's how spirit is fostered. So make sure that we're putting good positive energy with good clean and pure food into our dogs, and be a good companion to your animals and a good guardian, and they will give you more back than you can ever imagine. And I think that's it all that we have time for today. And thank you, Clear Conscience Pet, for sponsoring the program. And thanks to my two wonderful guests, Margo Ahlquist and Andy Schneider. And we look forward to the next time out.